Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. It's my great honor to have Gar Grinnell and Alicia Kirkby here with me today. They are from an amazing company called Mohawk Global, who I've had the honor of working with. Gar is the founder and CEO, and Alicia is the chief people officer, but she does a lot more than that, and we'll hear about that today. Welcome to the podcast. So happy to have you both.
Thank you, Laurel. Great to be here.
I met Alicia about a year ago, I think through promoting our annual Compassionate Leader Circle Awards, and she nominated her colleague, and this year, both of them are nominated. The award ceremony is happening tomorrow, which is February 3rd. I am so impressed with what they're up to. They really, really walk their talk around leading with love. And it's my honor to have them to tell you about a company culture that is so real and unique. And I've had the honor of being in the room with many of their leaders, and it was an extraordinary experience. So, Gar, I'm gonna start with you. Sure. I'd like you to tell us a little bit about the creation story of Mohawk Global and what you actually do day to day.
Sure, be glad to do that. Thank you, Laurel. So the company was started in September of 1993, and we started as a logistics service provider with one office in Syracuse. And over the last 28 years, we've expanded our footprint, added additional services related to international trade and domestic logistics. And so today we have 272 employees. I think that's the number, correct, right, Alicia?
That's correct.
And 9 offices in 7 states. And we continue to grow, and we grow really by growing our people.
Fantastic. And we do share, I'm from Owego, New York, where is near where you're all living now. So I love the upstate New York connection. I also like this connection about your mission to really help your employees have a personal life and personal enrichment as well as professional enrichment. So Alicia, I'm gonna have you talk about that. How the company improves and supports personal and professional enrichment.
Sure. Thanks, Laurel. So it's very important to us that, you know, we are really driving home that enrichment, both personally and professionally, is important to us for our people. We support as many goals as we possibly can to see people grow in those ways. We do it through, you know, spending time together, you know, in groups, you know, doing things socially, but also through our programs that we have for training and growing people, developing them in their careers. Enrichment is really about, you know, driving home the idea that, you know, you can grow professionally if you take the time to care for yourself personally. It could be anything. You know, this year alone, I finally set myself some actual enrichment goals. Just today, I didn't tell you this, Gar, but I'm picking up a piano that I bought on Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, I'm gonna dive back into something that I was a concert pianist when I was younger. I'm gonna dive back in and start recording some things. So that's personal enrichment. It will help me professionally at work. It's just an example.
Fantastic. I love that. Yesterday I asked my interns what their personal goals were. And if I hadn't asked them that question, I wouldn't know that I have a figure skater and a gymnast in my midst. So my personal goal is to get back to skiing, which I haven't done in 10 years. So I'll have you both help me.
Happy to help you.
Yes. Gar, what is your personal passion outside of work?
Outside of work, it's certainly spending time with my family. I enjoy working out. I enjoy, you know, really eating well and taking care of myself. And I know I have a lot of people that depend on me. So it's really important that I demonstrate that self-care and serve as an example for everyone else in the company and of course my family members. But I just want to go back to the topic of enrichment. You know, we believe that profit is a means to an end at Mohawk. And, you know, we happen to be in the supply chain and logistics services field, but really our vision, our higher purpose is to enrich the lives of our people. And we recognize that by creating a safe environment for them to grow and learn, that they in turn will enrich the lives of the rest of our stakeholders, our clients, our suppliers, and the people in the communities in which we live. And so it all starts with building trust. And we have been on this journey now for 28 years and really continue to focus on building trust between the leadership and the rest of the team.
Well said.
Well, I know that you actually measure trust in a way and that you have an amazing relationship with the great places to work. Alicia, why don't you tell us about that? Because that's very exciting.
Sure. Well, we're really proud of our certification as a great place to work now, 8 years running. So looking forward to our next survey coming out in the spring. But we have an enormous amount of participation. So close to 100%. You know, we've got almost all of our people that are there. And we do that through some gentle prodding, but really communication of how important their feedback is to us to be able to continue to really enrich their lives. I'll read to you just a couple of the statements that have been made by our employees. Actually, the statements are part of the Great Place to Work survey, but the percentages are pretty impressive. 97% of our employees say that they are proud to tell others that they work here at Mohawk. That says something, you know, they're wearing it like a badge. I've got my badge on today. And we love that. You know, they believe that 96% of people believe that management would lay off as an absolute last resort. And that's very, very true. And, you know, quick sidebar story with regards to that. You know, we've all come out of this, or we're coming out of this, we're hoping to come out of a pandemic soon. But when we went into it, it was really scary for us, just as well as every other business. And we immediately, you know, dove into monthly, actually it was weekly at the time, town halls, where Gar would get in front of all of our employees for as long as it took to make sure and reassure them that we were going to be okay. And one of the very first things that he told people was that nobody was going to lose their job at Mohawk. And it was a really powerful moment. I do believe that that is what helped to encourage our people to give 150% because they were reassured that the company was going to give the same to them. So I'm getting misty.
that's a big statement to make in times of uncertainty. So that was very bold on your part. And I know you don't take those things lightly, Gar. So appreciate you for that.
It's terrific. 96% of people felt that the management, the leadership is honest and ethical. You don't hear a lot of that, you know, and publicly as much anymore with companies. But overall, you know, the average company is hovering around 59% in how people feel about them as far as a great place to work. And we're really proud and excited that we were at 96% this past year. And it's been consistently going up.
Well, congratulations. One of the things that I'd like the two of you to talk about related to that is I talk to a lot of CEOs and companies where there is a chief people officer. And let's just say that they don't always have a seat at the table. You know, often that position is filled and it's not given the authority that it needs to really make a difference. And I really have observed the two of you working as partners. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear from you about how it works at Mohawk how the CEO and the chief people officer collaborate and work together.
Sure, that would be great. I'll give you just a little bit of history first. We had a vice president of human resources before Alicia joined the team. And we realized that the human resource function was very specific to a certain practice that's very critical to every organization. But we wanted the next leader to be more holistic in his or her approach and really consider, you know, the whole person, the needs of the whole person at Mohawk. And so when we created the job description, we really came up with our dream for that individual. And I think I won't speak for you, Alicia, but Alicia read it and felt that this was really speaking to her. And ever since she's joined us, she and I meet every week and we talk about employee programs, new initiatives, new ideas for culture development and enrichment. And she runs with it. She has taken our whole approach to enrichment to a new level, and we couldn't have done it without her.
Thank you, Gar.
So talk to me about working with Gar.
Well, I mean, what can you say? You hear him, he's amazing. Honestly, I feel that he's almost the male component of me. You know, I don't know how to explain it except for that I feel we're so simpatico. We're really in tune. If anything, I do think that he's even much more, he's much nicer than I am. And I'm the chief people officer. So that says something to you. But it's been terrific for me. I worked in the engineering industry for 15 years and then went to advertising, and you know, both were more consulting oriented. So, you know, when times got tough, people were laid off and let go. As much as that pained them, you know, it was a regular part of my job. And one of the things when Gar and I first talked, that he said to me that at Mohawk, we haven't laid anyone off here in 25 years. And I thought, well, what in the world am I going to do? I would tell you that, you know, we're not perfect. You know, we try very, very hard at Mohawk to make sure that, you know, people have a, they can retire from here. They have a lifelong career with us. But realistically, as being the chief people officer and coming in with that mentality of we don't lay people off here, I know that, you know, I felt very safe and very free to put programs in place for the company, you know, really new ideas that we're going to just continue to, I'm going to use the word enrich again, but enrich people. And not just have something where, you know, you're putting a program in place and then, you know, 2 months later, you're having to let people go. They really stick and they grow upon each other. So that's been terrific. Yeah, I saw the job advertisement. I read it. It was Gar's dream, but it was mine too. And I think when we got together and finally talked, we both knew that. So
it's a great recruiting strategy. Really put out into the world your dream, and you'll get people that are a match. So Gar, I talk to executives, unfortunately, too often that don't really see a business case for all these things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know you're a nice guy and you want people to be happy, but you're also growing an amazing company. So can you speak to the business case for why all these things are important?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we all operate in small communities in our business. And we believe that if we help people grow, if we really lead with love and people know that they're loved and supported and they have an opportunity to learn and grow at Mohawk, sometimes the next step is for those individuals to grow outside of Mohawk. And so if they believe that in order to be enriched, they need to have that next life experience, we support that. And in a lot of cases, we keep in touch with those folks. Some of them do end up coming back, mm-hmm. And they bring a new perspective, a new experience, level and skill set when they come back. And it certainly helps all of us continue to grow as well. And I can tell you that our profit over the last 10 years has grown double digits. We continue to see growth both on the top line and on the bottom line in terms of profit. And it has become a real opportunity for us it helps with our recruitment overall. And, you know, if you can make the case that in order to have enrichment, you've got to have profit, and then you demonstrate that through behavior and through results, it really has quite a meaningful impact on people.
Thank you so much. I love so many things you said, including I'm a big proponent of helping people leave with dignity. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't help them grow, let them go.
Yes.
And do it with dignity. Because, I mean, the business case is they will become customers, they will become recruiters, they will become evangelists, and in some cases, they become boomerang employees and come back to you, right? So
that's right.
There's lots of good reasons to help let people grow or go in a respectful way. And I love that you're such a great example of that. So Alicia, tell us about the sort of nitty-gritty perks and development programs you have that employees get to enjoy every day.
Sure.
At work.
We have a very robust onboarding program, you know, where we try very hard to make sure that people feel welcome here. Actually, that comes up as in the Great Place to Work, that people, 96% of people feel welcome the day that they start at Mohawk, which is terrific. But really, you know, think about when you went into a new job, getting comfortable, you know, it is uncomfortable. It takes a little while. And we try very, very hard with a great team to make sure people are comfortable with our systems, our processes, what's expected of them, and that they have ongoing training. So it's very important to us. We have a terrific program, Mohawk Global University. This year, we're bringing people together 3 to 4 times because it's been difficult during the pandemic. We haven't been able to get people together, and we're backlogged at this point. So, but we're constantly, you know, expanding that program, doing different things, you know, pulling different components into it. But it's a lot of our leadership that actually teaches our people and gets in front of them, and they get to know them. Mostly they get to know each other because they're spending about 4 days, 5 days together, going to dinner, you know, learning together during the day, activities as well. So that's terrific. And I think our leadership programs, including this one that we just had this last fall with you, Laurel, as well as another facilitator too, that really, you know, I think drove home the importance of compassion in the workplace and why it's important and how it really is a differentiator for our business, specifically, I think, our line of work. That when you have happy people, you know, they want to do good work for their clients. And so people want to hire us because we have awesome people. These programs are all meant to really get there with folks. But those are just a few of the things that we do here at Mohawk. We've also hired an engagement specialist, and her core responsibilities are, you know, talent with regards to connecting with schools, particularly in areas where maybe they're disadvantaged or very rural, and they don't have opportunity necessarily to go to college. So we want people to feel that they can come on board here. We're going to train them. We're going to help them find a career and grow. We have over 30 positions open right now, and we're, you know, aggressively interviewing people. That's a terrific program. But the other parts of her focus are engagement, obviously, of people. So having fun at work, because it's not always easy to do when people are working in many, many ways hybrid. Working from home and the office, but often we have remote people 100%. But there's also our philanthropy, our community, our giving back. And as a matter of fact, she's just about to embark on individual meetings with each offices, getting small committees together to find out what's near and dear to people's hearts with local charitable organizations around where they live. And that's going to start a great dialogue and just continue to get, you know, people to a place where they feel like they're giving back and they're part of something bigger than themselves. So those are a few of the things that we do.
And if I could just add to what Alicia said, when we talk about the hybrid workplace, you know, when the pandemic hit and a lot of companies, of course, had no choice but to send their people home, we made a conscious decision last year to take this opportunity to really help people find that work-life balance or better balance in their work life. And so we now give people the choice on where they want to work. So they have the choice to either work from home full-time, in the office full-time, or this hybrid schedule. We found productivity increased. People are able to take care of their family members, pets, you know, where before they couldn't have dinner together, maybe at the end of the day or at the beginning of the day, they couldn't, you know, get their kids on the school bus in the morning. So it's really made a difference for our people. And we believe that that was accomplished because of the trust that we have for each other. And we're not going back. We see this as a real opportunity for continued growth.
Mm-hmm. To add to that, I was just talking, I have pretty regular conversations with folks, you know, at Mohawk. And I was just talking to one of our employees in Chicago yesterday who said to me, I could not be happier that I have this time to work for such a great company and to take care of my son and give my children that time that she never had before. She was just out of her chair happy in our conversation, which I think is just, it just speaks volumes.
Terrific.
And I've observed over the last 2 years that the companies that started with high trust and went through all this growth and change and shifts during the pandemic have come out even better. Mm-hmm. And the people that had low trust or the companies that had low trust have struggled more or they're no longer here. Mm-hmm. So trust has a, you know, ROI too.
It sure does.
The Great Place to Work survey is a trust index. That's what that is. And, you know, I think Gar and I both know that we're far from perfect and you're always one step from something going wrong if you don't really pay attention and you're not intentional. So that survey, as much as I remember when I first came to work here thinking, wow, we're putting an awful lot of emphasis on the survey. Out of that survey comes a committee of individuals that really dive into the data and we pick ourselves apart looking for things that we can do better. And we have good grades, so, but we still do it. We take that time and we're very, very thoughtful about it. And everyone has a voice.
We have a great places, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We have a Great Places to Work committee. So after we take this survey and we get the results back, that committee really dives into the data. And we share with the rest of the leadership team and the rest of the company. And then we put into motion things that we can do to improve the trust between the teams. And one of the things that we focus on is really helping our leadership understand that building personal connections with their people is the key to really the building blocks to establishing trust and building trust. And so we work very diligently, and with your help last year, Laurel, at the retreat, teaching our people to understand the connection between empathy and compassion and trust is critical to continuing to build that trust. And so we were very pleased that we've seen the score increase every year, but your work is really never done. It's a continuous process. And we believe that we will continue to build on that.
Well, I appreciate both of you for integrating culture change with operations. I think sometimes they're thought of as two different things and it's really one big soup. Mm-hmm. And you really walk your talk and you can You know, I've had the pleasure of being in the room, as I said earlier, with many of your leaders, and it's a very extraordinary place with extraordinary people. I'm not just saying that. I believe in you and I believe in that. So on that note, Alicia, tell us a little bit about the type of candidates you're looking for and the types of openings you have for people so that if they're listening, they can apply.
Sure, absolutely. We're looking for, you know, primarily we hire for import, export, and domestic coordinators, people that if you think about a travel agent, it's travel agents for freight. You know, they are tracking, they're tracing, they're bringing product from many parts of the world here to the United States, as well as taking things from the US and output to different countries. But, you know, oftentimes this work is associated with being very detail oriented. You know, you're at a desk, you're working at a computer. We do provide people with stand-up desks if they need one. Just a plug for that benefit.
I need that.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
That's right.
But that's a lot of what it is. And it can be, it's been a very difficult couple of years for our coordinators and our people on the account side as well, account executives and sales. It's been difficult because of the volume involved. So, you know, someone that understands, there is stress involved, but we're doing everything we can to try to give people resources when it comes to that as well. Mm-hmm. We're also looking to grow our business. So as much as we're aware of the fact that people are under stress, we also know that if you're not growing, you're dying. And we are looking to expand our business into different areas of the country, specifically out into the Midwest and further, all the way out to California, right, Gar?
Yes, exactly.
So we're looking for very talented people that maybe have some experience in sales and logistics to help us do that. And we build people and offices around where our sales folks are, mostly. That almost is always the way. It's more of an organic growth kind of model for our organization. So I would say that import positions as well as the sales are the most critical to Mohawk right now.
And I really appreciate that you're devoted to training and development and often home growing your management team from different levels, which seems to be going out of fashion, but I'm a big believer and proponent of that for sustainability of a company.
Laurel, can I mention one other thing? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I forgot to mention a very critical benefit that we put in place this year for folks. So as part of our compassionate leadership training, we had compassion projects. And the one that actually won out of all of the projects, I think we had six, was mental health awareness, mental health help for our people. And the stars aligned with an individual that I know personally that Gar met her, and she is now on retainer to help us. She is a therapist, and employees have access to her during crisis or just to have conversations when they're hurting or they're in trouble, but not only them, but their families as well. So we just had her on and did a meeting last week online virtually. We had over 90 people attend that meeting. So
and now I'm getting misty because it's mental health is really important. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, during this time, especially with young people, anxiety and chronic depression has actually doubled globally.
Yes.
So
it's up 200%.
I appreciate that you're providing the support for your team and their families. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, I love spending time with you. I love being part of your tribe. I got to watch Gar tell his team, which Alicia told me he does, that he loves them. And he not only says that, but really does. And it's an amazing culture. It's an amazing company. Why don't we close with how you can get in touch with the company and these amazing opportunities that are available?
Absolutely. Our website is mohawkglobal.com. We have a careers page. And if you're interested, please, by all means, throw your hat in the ring, fill out the form. We have a terrific person on the talent side, and he will absolutely reach out and get in touch with you. We'll connect you to someone that you can have a conversation with to see if it's the right fit.
And you're looking for people all over, right? Because you have some jobs that are remote and some jobs that are in the office. So you can be anywhere in the States or beyond to apply. Is that right?
Exactly.
That's true. We do have, we do try to bring our people into the offices when they haven't had experience so that they can be trained and they develop a feel for that culture and the personal connection with their supervisor during a training period. Once people feel confident, and sometimes even when they don't, because we do have people working 100% remote that are getting trained virtually. They're on their own and in the respect that they can work how they would like. So yes, Laura, we're looking for people, and we are able to hire people in almost every state in the United States.
Well, thank you for being with me today and being such a beacon of hope for compassionate leadership. I really love you both, and I'm so happy that I got to spend this time with you.
Thanks so much, Laura. We love you too.
Yes, thank you, Laura. Appreciate you.
This was fun.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders podcast. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.